I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up next, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about several varieties of bitter greens.
Steve Coleman grows all kinds of chicory.
Some of them are sort of magenta, and some of them are lavender, and some of them are conical, some of them are round. And then you get things like frise, which are really frilly and fun.
Steve manages a CSA, or Community Supported Agriculture Program, at Eldridge Farm in Brewster. He says we've all probably eaten something in the chicory genus, even if we didn't know the name. There's a wild variety that grows all over the Cape along roadsides and tastes a lot like dandelion leaves. Radicchio is another type of chicory, and so are endive, frise, also pronounced frisee, and escarole. Steve shows me what he ordered.
This is, as you can see, is a pan de sucre. You also have indigo, nachia, chioga reds, rhodos, keystone endives.
All of these chicories are cold weather greens. They do well here, but you have to start them now. Steve's favorite is called pan de sucre, and it's a big green radicchio.
It takes a long time to grow, 90 to 100 days. So we'll seed these up into trays, and then when they get about an inch high or 2 inches high, we'll transplant them into the field at the space that they need to grow.
And how much is that? How much space do they need to grow?
So some of them, like the aforementioned pan de sucre, it's a big plant. They'll get a large leaf, just like a lettuce, so they're going to want about 14 inches. Some of the smaller radicchios, you can get them a little more dense, like 10 inches or so, and some of the frise even smaller than that.
More than spacing, you also need to think about where you plant chicory greens.
It needs to be sunny, but it also needs to be cool. So we planted it on edges of the gardens where there's a lot of shade to gives it a lot of time, because it will bolt.
Bolting is when a plant gets tall really quickly and goes to seed. It makes the leaves tough and bitter, and it happens to chicory varieties in July and August because of the heat. The good news is that when it's hot, radicchios, endives, and frisees will come back after a little trim, like cut-and-come-again lettuces.
And then in the fall, you start growing them, seeding them in trays again, and then moving them into the fields so that you can get them for this late September, October, November harvest.
Once your chicory plants are full size, there are lots of different ways to eat them. Steve likes his favorite, pan de sucre, best in salad.
It goes a long way. You can put it into lettuce mixes that we make up. They add a little bitterness to the salad, but they also add a lot of texture and a lot of different colors, so it makes it that much more enjoyable to eat it as well.
Do you ever grill them?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we have a wonderful gentleman who's a retired dentist who works at the farm, Italian. He takes radicchio and grills olive oil, grills everything he can, comes in and says, I had one of those last night. You got to try this. It's terrific.
Grilled radicchio is terrific. So is grilled endive. I like my frisee tossed with a mustardy dressing and topped with bacon and a runny fried egg. I've never grown any type of chicory before, but this week, inspired by Steve, I'm planting a variety called Radicchio di Treviso. You can learn more about this variety and the chicory varieties Steve Coleman is growing on our website at capeandislands.org. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Elspeth's recipe for frisee salad with bacon and an over-easy egg is online. You can get it from our website, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.